This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Okay, can you please just inform me about Aryeh Deri? What is his background, what he had for breakfast this morning, and what's the story with him?
Okay, so Aryeh Deri is our internal affairs minister, and he is now being investigated for possible fraud. Now,
again,
he's been
in prison before.
Oh, he's the one who, okay, yeah, yes. Okay, got it.
Yes, and some say that, because you can go to prison in Israel and come out and still maintain your political career, or still get back into politics, just ask Ehud Olmert and Aryeh Deri, and now he's been reinvestigated by the National Fraud Investigation Unit and the Tel Aviv District Attorney's Office as to the hundreds of thousands of purported shekels that have been transferred by various businessmen to Deri. And we even have one of the Chavere Knesset from the Zionist Union, which is not Deri's party, Salah Saleh, saying that you can't take away what Aryeh Deri has done for Israeli politics. And for the good of his voters and for the benefit of his voters, maybe he should resign from the Knesset and fight for his innocence. And it's a very bad message to the public that he continues and as a minister in government. However, we have had other higher-ranking officials in the government being investigated for all kinds of crimes, one of them being former sitting President Moshe Katsav, who was investigated and put away for rape. So don't let any criminal conduct deter you if you want to get into Israeli politics. It is still possible.
How about that?
Unbelievable. Then again, I mean, South Africa, we've got a couple of our own, I suppose. Don't know why I'm so surprised. I think it's Deri being twice. That's what surprises me. You know, he was caught.
But you know
okay,
what?
Just hold on.
They don't learn.
Okay,
because if you are going to pull a finagle or schnai anybody, you are going to get caught here. But it doesn't stop many from trying. Bless them.
Yeah, I mean, Simon, think about it. Jacob Zuma had over 730 charges against him before he became the president of South Africa.
You're absolutely spot on, and I suppose it's a credit to the Israeli system that at least they are brought to justice. You know, the fact that they can 100%. Come out and get back into the system, that's a little problematic. You'd think they would be, I don't know, what happens to directors of companies when you can't be it? You're a kalon, in kalon, I think is a word.
You're a kalon, that sounds about right.
It's a Hebrew word for like utter disgrace, and you can't go back in. But clearly in Israel you can.
I don't think we heard the last from Jacob Zuma. We're not even letting Rolene talk.
Yes, Linda Sarsour.
I was just about to say the slot is, you know, Roro's rant.
I know, and rant away, my dear, rant away.
Linda Sarsour should give you lots to rant
about. Well, I tell
you,
one person who is having a rant, and that is the founder of the Women's March, Lindsay Shook, Teresa Shook. She is taking huge issue with the way that the Women's March has disintegrated into anti-Semitism and anti-LGBTQ kind of rhetoric, and she is asking for her co-founders of the movement, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, and Bob Bland, to please quit, because she says they have steered the movement away from its true course, which was to unite people from various backgrounds and to take on the issues, to try and speak up against the nascent hatred that is rising in America. And she says that in opposition to our unity principles, they have allowed anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQIA sentiment and hateful racist rhetoric to become part of the platform by their refusal to separate themselves from groups that espouse these racist, hateful beliefs. And this is around an issue we've discussed quite a bit, which is the alignment of Mallory and Sarsour to somebody like Louis Farrakhan, who is the extremely anti-Semitic Nation of Islam leader. And earlier this year, Tamika Mallory, who has been to Israel, was criticized for not speaking out after she attended an event where he, Farrakhan is alleged to have said, the powerful Jews are my enemy, and accused satanic Jews of having a grip on the media. And just a couple of weeks ago, in fact, 10 days before the tragedy at the Etz Chaim, or Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, which saw 11 worshippers gunned down on Shabbat, Farrakhan referred to Jews as termites, saying he was not anti-Semitic, rather he was anti-termite. And, you know, this is a page right out of Adolf Hitler's book. And the Women's March causing such controversy that we are not only hearing now from Theresa Schuch, but the German government have rescinded on an award they were due to give the Women's March, saying that their anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated, and they will not be conferring any awards on the Women's March. And also actresses Alyssa Milano, Alyssa herself being quite famous for putting the Women's March agenda, you know, into the media, saying that she can no longer endorse the Women's March, as well as a Jewish actress Deborah Messing, who's also a LGBTQIA activist, saying that she also has to come out and speak out against the Women's March. So Theresa Schuch, not only being shook, she's pretty woke. And I mean, like, how am I with the vernacular of the young people?
Excellent, right? Excellent.
No,
it's what I will take away from this entire rant.
I'm on fleek, and I am like orc. I'm working all kinds of things,
and humble.
But yeah, in all seriousness, exposing the Women's March for hypocrisy, and a lot of discussion, if you've been following this in the media, about whether or not Jews should continue to support the Women's March, or should we take a step out of it until they rescind or they distance themselves from anti-Semites such as Sarsour and Mallory.
Rolene, that's where we leave it this evening, and we look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow.
Same time,
thank you so
same
much.
Place.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.